News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
But we are joined on the line by the Irish Independent, the political editor, Philip Ryan, this morning. Philip, as I mentioned there, phase four reopening. Can you outline for us, you mentioned on the programme yesterday that there was likely to be an appetite for a kind of a localised, maybe regional reopening of some measures. That didn't happen yesterday.
Well, it is. It's a bit like trying to predict the result of an All-Ireland final, that you come onto these shows and you make predictions and then they just don't work out in the end. And yesterday was bad news all round, I think. And there was a push, definitely amongst several ministers, to try get pubs open in some way, especially those small local pubs. And also, not just among ministers, but at the senior ranks of the party, it was expected that the GAA matches would be allowed to have, and horse racing and League of Ireland would be allowed to have around 500 people at, and that would be moved from the 200 is at now. But when they sat down with Dr. McGlynn and he set out the reality of what the case of the virus is and how it is spreading at the moment, just everybody had to back down and realise, look, we're in a very precarious position at the moment. There's no point in taking any risks. And as you saw yesterday, there was no good news, essentially. There was no glimmer of hope, and there was no moving on to any new stage of the reopening of society.
A lot of talk about bitter disappointment from Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar yesterday, and there seemed to be certainly some level of sympathy coming from the press conference. But, I mean, they've also said they're going to task some ministers now with maybe looking at support measures. Have you any indication as to what that might include?
I think it's fairly early days now. They've been throwing money at problems for the last few months, and that has helped in one sense. But the amount of money that these businesses will have lost, and it's not just the business owners themselves, it's also the around 25,000 staff who haven't returned to work in these pubs and other entertainment sides of the nightlife sector, let's call it. And that's ongoing, but they haven't drafted anything just yet. But it's a promise at the moment of trying to find a way of easing the burden of the postponement of reopening.
What's the likely fallout from this? Because it's very hard, Philip, in some cases, to explain to the family-run local public in Mohill and Leitrim why they're been put into the same category as the big nightclubs in Dublin.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why possibly a more regionalised approach could have worked, or either that or having limits on the amount of people you can attend. And I think the real problem for those type of pubs and those type of businesses is when they see the business up the road being able to open just because it can serve a toasted cheese sandwich, and they're left unable to open in these circumstances, and all around them society has been allowed to reopen. So it is difficult, and they'll say themselves that they feel that they're being used as a kind of messaging tool, like a threat that's been hung over people. If we don't fight the virus or get the virus under control, you'll never have your pubs open again. So that's the feeling that's been spreading through that side of the sector. And there's also the aspect of when will it ever happen? When will it be safe enough to have pubs open again? We see across in other parts of the world, when they have done that, open pubs and nightclubs, the virus has risen again. And also here, we keep being told that pubs must make the sacrifice for the schools, which are due to open. So, and even it has to be said from yesterday, Micheál Martin didn't give much hope at all of when. He just committed to a review by the end of August and said possibly by the end of the year.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Philip Ryan, political editor of the Irish Independent. My thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Pádraic Cribben is the CEO of the Vintners Federation. Pádraic, would you agree with what you heard Philip talking about there, that pubs are being used as a tool by the government to beat us all over the head with, if we're not all good boys and girls, you'll never have your pint again?
Well, 3 weeks ago, Ciarán, we said this was the issue. 3 weeks ago, we said that when the 20th of July date was put back, that there was no strategy to address the issues that were actually causing the problem. The strategy was keep the pubs closed, and that will send a message to the public. I said then that, you know, hope is not a strategy. And I can say it again, because what the government did, I mean, we now have a government that's paralysed by fear of making any decisions. And they have abandoned about 3,500 to 4,000 publicans, mainly rural pubs, small pubs, family owned, family run. And, you know, Micheál Martin said yesterday that he has a lot of sympathy. You know, sympathy doesn't pay the bills. And we now have a scenario where businesses are going to be closed for a minimum of 6 months. But more importantly, the areas that are causing the problems, there is no strategy still to address them. And I promise you, we will sit here in 3 weeks' time with the exact same problems around food factories, around related direct provision, around house parties and shea beans, with no strategy to address them.
All right. All issues we're going to put to Stephen Donnelly, Minister for Health, and Eamon Ryan, Minister for Transport, as well later in the show. In the meantime, thanks for your time, Pádraig. Pádraig Cribben there, CEO of the Vintners Federation.
Now, George Savage is a publican and nightclub owner of the Blasket Inn in Tralee. George joins us here in News Talk Breakfast this morning. George, you're one of the people actually affected. You're one of the 3,500 that Pádraig Cribben is talking about. What was your reaction to the news yesterday evening?
Well, I guess the overriding reaction from most publicans is despair at this stage. At the end of the day, we're pub owners, but we're just small businesses. And if any small business is shut down for 5 months, it really is, you're staring down the barrel. And I guess you're also being told it's not your fault. You've done nothing wrong, but you are to stay closed. And while there are other areas in the country that are driving the rise in figures, we seem to be slightly the scapegoat. And like, there doesn't seem to be a plan, like Pádraig Cribben was saying. There doesn't seem to be a plan going forward.
Can I ask you, George, the news yesterday that a number of ministers are going to examine this sort of a financial package or some sort of a support mechanism for the likes of yourselves and the other publicans while you're closed, what do you think that should entail?
It's hard to know because it's been let go so long now. A lot of businesses have spent money on the basis they've got stock in. They've spent money on the basis that they were reopening in August. Like, the fact that they're only talking about it now is kind of scary because we know how slow the wheels turn in government, and it might be too little too late. And look, Irish pubs are the main attraction for people coming into the country as tourists. And when the economy wakes up next year, an awful lot of them mightn't be around to greet the tourists.
All right. Well, look, we'll leave it there. My thanks to you, George Savage, who's a publican and nightclub owner of the Blasket in Tralee, for joining us here on News Talk this morning.
You've worn your colours firmly on your sleeve, Andrea, on this issue. Publican's daughter, you... Surprised, probably not surprised, but disappointed yesterday.
I'm disappointed for the business owners and for the people that they employ, Kieran. I mean, the one thing that really struck me yesterday, and I know that they made the announcement that they are going to get a number of ministers to look at some sort of a financial package, but I mean, to my mind, I thought that nearly would have been announced yesterday, or certainly some kind of details. I mean, at the end of the day, we're asking people, we've closed businesses, we're asking them to shut their doors, to forego their income. We've left nearly 25,000 people who work in those 3,500 pubs with no full-time income to what they're used to. I mean, yes, they're getting the €350 pub payment, but just to say that payment, that's going to be reduced, Kieran, to €300 from the €350 if you're at the higher, the upper end of it, from the middle of next month. And I think that in the first instance, what the government would need to do is they would need to make sure that payment is maintained at the €350 if there's going to be a case that the pubs aren't reopened at the end of next month. And I mean, the fact that there's so many people who are 66 years of age who they don't qualify for that €350.
Yeah.
They haven't got it for the last 5 months. They're currently in receipt of the old age pension, and yet this probably was their pension, this was their income, and they're not entitled to it.
Yeah,
I just find it unbelievable.
I think pubs will reopen though. to strike a kind of an optimistic note,
I admire your optimism, Kieran.
After yourself and after George and after Pádraig and after everybody else, I actually think they will. I think yesterday, there's an awful lot of amateur epidemiologists out there. I'm not going to join their ranks, but I don't think you need to be one to understand yesterday's decision, because I think it was political. I think that yesterday was all about the schools. They kept saying it, but it's true, because politically speaking, they cannot afford to have schools not reopen. You talk about 25,000 people working in pubs, hundreds of thousands of students in schools. Double that then for the amount of parents out there who rely and are hopeful that schools are going to reopen, and they cannot risk it. And what they're terrified of at Cabinet and in government is that if you reopen the pubs this weekend and it does lead to a spike, there's no guarantee it will, but if it did, then those numbers would come through when? Towards the end of August. In other words, days before schools open, suddenly numbers climb. 70, 80, 90, 100, 200 cases. And the schools are meant to open tomorrow. Suddenly the schools won't reopen. Yeah. They just could not risk it. This was a political decision, not a public health one, which is why I think they will open at the end of August, because then the numbers will come through by the end of September. A little bit easier to manage. I'm hopeful.
I think the 3,500 business owners out there, Kieran, are going to much prefer the sound of your tune this morning than they did from the announcement yesterday. But we want to know from you, does the stalling of entering phase four affect you in any way? The fact about the wedding numbers, the number of people who can attend sporting games,
sorry,
matches.
That's the one I don't want to talk about as well. Sorry, I'm going to jump back in here because the bloody GAA games, that affects me much more than the pubs. I don't go to pubs really because I've got two young kids at home, but I tell you what I love doing, going to matches. And it's a ridiculous idea that you go into a GAA ground which covers a few acres and only 200 people are allowed in it, and that includes players and subs and backroom staff and doctors and what have you. It's utter nonsense. You should be well able to, in sanctioned licensed sporting events, to have 500 plus people at most of the grounds around the country. It was ridiculous they didn't lift that cap yesterday.